And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
Wop, 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 wop.
I'm going to loop this for 3 hours.
Yeah, this is 3 hours of whatever this is. It's the engineering show.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man, I mean. Eric Reinert in studio, behind the glass. Trisha in studio.
Woo-hoo.
And this is Pac-Man chasing me as we go. I have a woman Pac-Man chasing me.
That's called Mrs. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Ms.
Oh, Ms.
Which we'll hear from her shortly as well. But
oh,
this,
we will?
This is the theme from Pac-Man.
Oh, excellent.
Wop, 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 wop.
Oh, that's Duckman.
All right.
Anyway. Wow. And
we could probably fade out of that. Oh, Eric
and
likes
we faded out. And this hour is.
I was just seeing if I could annoy you.
Oh, no, that was good. I liked it.
We're just starting.
It's something I can sleep with, this type of music. It's soothing.
That's not saying very much.
Oh, good point. And this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive. Great, great guy, Alexander. Ask for Alexander when you go there, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 602-956-3781. And I really want to emphasize this. You know, Eric, you've seen it. I've seen it. We've all seen it where, you know, it's hard to understand, you know, what mechanic do you go to? This guy's an honest guy, Alexander, and trustworthy. That's what I like, and he does great work. So that's what I think.
There you go.
Well, now, you know, they could have used that on the show Pixels.
Yes.
Remember during the Pac-Man segment?
Yes, yes. So we'll review Pac-Man in just one moment, but I do want to send a message over to Eric from Shannon, my friend Shannon. She sent me a few texts. Joey Buttafuoco, Joey Galloway, football player, Joey Bishop, comedian.
Wow. Thanks, Shannon.
She knows her Joes.
Yes. And by the way, she also said she likes Bobby. She gets a kick out of Bobby.
Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Joey Namath. Really? Yeah, no, that wouldn't have worked. As a football player, Joey Namath? Come
on. Oh, yeah.
There's
right.
A football player. She just told me, Joey Galloway.
I don't know who that is, and I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Who else is there?
Watch Eric's cooking program. A completely different character on that show. Completely different character.
You have a cooking program?
You didn't watch it? I sent it
to you. Did you like it, Joseph?
I did. I liked
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah, that's his
Is it a breakthrough?
It's a breakthrough only if we can get that character on the show. We get very enthusiastic and, you know.
I am very enthusiastic. See, my voice is going up.
I don't care.
When did it play? I missed it.
I sent it to you.
He sent it to you in a link.
Thanks for reading my emails,
oh,
by
yeah.
the way.
Hey, I got to tell you, though. You sent the warning about Highway 17.
Yes,
I-17
today.
I got off in time, though.
And he didn't
because of the signs.
What's wrong with the Highway 17?
They closed it southbound.
I sent you the email too.
I don't read email when I get up.
Why does nobody read my
email? No, he sent hello.
Hello.
Of course, I wasn't driving on the 17.
Yeah,
she was
in San Diego.
Did you send it this morning?
No, he sent it two days ago.
Yes, two days ago because
I've been very, very, very busy for the last 3 weeks.
They closed I-17 southbound for several miles. Anyway.
I got off at time.
All right. Well, I took 51, SR-51. But yes, Trisha is right. Pixels, there's some, you know, if a Donkey Kong throws a barrel at your car or Pac-Man takes a bite out of your car or something like that, then yeah, you might have a problem. Because Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Josh Gad, and Peter Dinklage play former arcaders in Pixels, which opened yesterday.
I have a question.
Okay.
Didn't Pac-Man eat the hand of the creator?
Of the creator, yes. Yes, he did. In the trailer
and in
the movie, yes.
Yeah.
They must save the world from intergalactic aliens that have discovered video feeds of classic video games and misinterpreted them as a declaration of war. Michelle Monaghan also stars in Pixels. And yes, you know, if you've seen the trailers, you understand. You know how back in the 80s we sent, or I don't know if this is really true that we did this, but we as the movie says, we sent a time capsule up.
We did.
We did? Okay. All right. So then what if aliens were to discover that and they see our 8-bit video games and we see Max Headroom and they see Tattoo?
I love Max Headroom.
Da Blaine.
Yes. And that Max Headroom has a cameo in this.
Yes. So there are lots of 80s. You know, this could have been Breakthrough Entertainment's 80s show.
Matt Frewer.
And guess what?
That's Max Headroom.
Oh.
They found a planet 60% bigger than Earth. In another galaxy, 1,400 light years away.
But they said it's dead, isn't it?
No, they said this has the same type of situation like the Earth.
The gravity is different, though. We would be twice as heavy.
Yeah. That'd be quite a diet for me.
I was gonna say that's me after a cruise.
good point. No, I not a good point. But I didn't
watch
say
it,
that.
Dude.
I didn't say that at all. But what I'm thinking is, no, they thought it's it could sustain life.
Right.
But the problem is, how do you get to someplace 1,400 light years away? Even one light year away is like a trillion miles. How do you do that, Eric?
You need a time
machine.
Beam me
up, Scotty, right?
Yeah, we would need. I think Eric's right. We need a time machine that we can, you know, or we can freeze ourselves.
You need a rabbit hole, or not a wormhole.
Exactly.
Like Wayward Pines.
Yeah.
Rabbit hole's totally different.
Yeah, that's
Wayward Pines, they didn't go through a time machine.
No, but they well,
they were in
they suspended animation.
Well, yeah, what
froze
they call
themselves
that?
Kind of.
There's another word for it. Stasis.
Yes. Homeostasis.
Really? No, just stasis.
No, just stasis.
What about
I didn't meet a
Stacy.
I don't know Stacy.
Is that Romeo and Juliet?
Yes, I think so. All right.
That's the rap version. Homeo.
Who? Are you all right?
Yeah, it's Fel.
You get excited because you see, you know, things that are going on.
Yes.
But anyway, okay, so let's review Pixels. So
Pixels.
I'm going to share my review first.
Okay.
At times, Pixels plays out like just another Adam Sandler and Kevin James movie, which, as anyone who has seen Grown Ups and Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 can tell you, is definitely not a good thing. I did finally see Paul Blart 2, which came out earlier this year.
Paul Blart,
Mall Cop.
It's
Kevin
it's
James.
Mall Cop 2.
And then Grown Ups 2.
And Grown Ups 2. I thought Grown Ups 2
was
okay, but
that was awful.
Yeah, Adam Sandler hasn't had a good movie.
I can't believe somebody financed that.
I know. So
I think he did.
Well,
No. You never use your own money, Dave.
I don't know. I think. Right. I mean, you shouldn't. Good point. You're right.
Well, in Pixels, you know, just like all of Adam Sandler and Kevin James's other movies, its characters are incredibly annoying, especially the ones played by Josh Gad and Peter Dinklage. These two guys really got on my nerves badly. Its humor is dim-witted. I remember when I told the publicist on my way out, I felt a little bad. I said, wow, that comedy was stupid. Yeah, you shouldn't use the word stupid. So dim-witted, we'll just say it that. And its story elements are absolutely absurd. This movie is just wacko. But then the new action-packed comedy's enjoyable nostalgia begins to change the color of the glasses of viewers who were around in the 80s. So, you know, yes, the Max Headroom and Madonna and all these different 80s songs and visions. Its diverting creativity converts everyone else. So kids, I think, will come around because especially this Pac-Man chase in the movie. I was riveted during the Pac-Man chase. And the Donkey Kong sequence is pretty cool as well. But that Pac-Man chase alone is well worth the price of admission. So it is a mild one, but I am giving Pixels a thumbs up.
By the way, Peter Dinklage's wife is pretty hot.
Is she a little person? No.
No, she's like normal.
Oh.
I mean, normal.
Oh, Eric.
Taller. How's that?
Eric.
Oh. Yeah, anyway. You can't say that.
I don't know. Somebody will be offended. I don't know
what the proper is. What's the proper term?
Elf.
She's...
What?
No.
That's not it.
You know.
It's little people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh.
So if I say she's normal, is that wrong?
Normal, typical size.
She is regular size.
Typical.
So are you
is
average,
it regular the same as
size,
normal?
Average size.
Average sized.
So you're saying little people where they go, the sky is falling.
That's chicken.
That's chicken little.
I know. I'm just making it up.
So I am giving Pixels a thumbs up again.
What?
It's not an enthusiastic.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And I knew that Dave was going to disagree.
Oh.
I think
Am
I'm going to
side.
Even though I haven't seen it, I know that I would probably side with Dave on this
well,
one.
Well, we don't know. Woo-hoo. Dave did.
I loved it.
Really?
I loved it.
Oh, no,
I
no,
loved
no.
It.
No, no. I totally
oh,
was wrong.
Oh,
on that.
Eric, you should see it. You should see it.
I did. Wait, I thought you said
totally
you agree
wrong.
With me.
No, I thought you were going to say it was awful.
Oh, no, because it did. What you said, Joseph.
The nostalgia.
Where was I in 1980?
You were
an
old age. Oh.
No. What?
What?
No, I started my career at a CPA firm in Century City, and lunch, we used to have competitive lunches playing Donkey Kong, Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And we got pretty good at this. We would really have a great time for years every lunch playing these games in Century City.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm of the age to have played all those games as well.
Yeah.
but that doesn't mean I like the movie.
Well, it brought me back to good memories, great memories.
It puts you in a good mood while you're watching the movie.
And which creates a certain state as you enjoy, you're more receptive to liking whatever's in front of you.
Even though you acknowledge that certain aspects of it are really silly.
Well, silly, but I did think it was funny, though. I thought a lot of these things were subtle, good humor, and I thought the cast was great. I enjoyed it. It was colorful. I thought it wasn't really as much for kids as it was for adults, some of the humor.
I think that the humor is for kids, but I think that the nostalgia is for adults. There's a little bit of a unbalance there, which I find, but you know, I see where you're coming from as well.
So I give it, is it a breakthrough? No. Is it a massive thumbs up? No. But it's a entertaining good thumbs up. You know, it's entertaining, and I thought a little bit creative, a little bit unique, and definitely Adam Sandler's best movie for a while.
I think even Eric, without having seen Pixels, probably could say yes.
I can say yes, but not necessarily to that.
No, but Nancy Reagan says just say no. Just say no.
Okay, no.
Okay, but it is in terms of Adam Sandler's other movies. Yeah. But it is his one of his better movies since, I don't know, for years now.
Okay. So two thumbs up so far.
Yeah, I like it.
Trisha?
Well.
She loved it.
Oh, she did?
I really liked it.
Oh, wow. Oh, I was being sarcastic.
I really did like it. And I didn't think I would. To be honest with you, there were a couple other movies that came out that I really thought I would like better. In fact, I really, really, really tried to be able to watch one of them first. So,
but Dave wouldn't let you.
No. I wasn't here. I was in San Diego, but it just didn't work with my schedule. So anyway, after Dave told me that he liked it, I said, okay, I will go watch it for sure. But I wasn't excited to watch it. And I probably because I didn't expect much from it, I really ended up liking it. The theater, everybody was laughing out loud at certain spots. You were, and it was the nostalgia of seeing musical artists and TV stars and
Hall and Oates are in this movie.
Madonna
oh,
is.
Oh, then I might like it.
Yeah, Hall and Oates, Madonna. We have lots of fun things in there. But Max Headroom was one of my favorites, I have to tell you. What I like about it is it's not just about video games and it's not just about that comedy. There's that banter and you know, I don't know what else to call it between the nerd and the colonel. And that's
witty
all I'm
repartee.
Gonna say that I really yes exactly very witty repartee.
Were you not annoyed by Peter Dinklage and especially Josh Gad?
No, I thought
well,
they were
if you
great.
Have that, if you have that name of Dinklage, you know you have to actually know. I think yes, his character was annoying, but guess what? There were a lot of annoying people back in the 80s. And so he was playing a part.
Oh, wait. Dave's raising his hand.
No, I thought he did well.
He stayed in character,
but the character's annoying, but that's what he's supposed to be.
Yeah. I thought that Josh Gad was even more annoying, though. I mean, just his screechy voice and I don't know. Which is a lot for me to say because that's Olaf.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that the characters themselves were it was an eclectic group, and I thought there were some twists and turns and surprises, which I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
As far as personalities and what people turn out to be.
Yes.
And so that's kind of fun. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was very entertaining, and I have recommended to people they go see it, because especially if you're into video games. But
yeah, I would recommend
even
it as
well. Even if
you're not. And I think especially because of that Pac-Man scene. I think that
I love
that
the
enough,
Pac-Man. Yeah. I love the Pac-Man scene. But I also, there's I like the romantic side of it. I won't go further than that.
Yeah, I'm sure that Greg hasn't seen this.
He's seen it.
He is? Okay, so we'll hear his comments later. Yeah. But I'm sure that he really enjoyed Lady Lisa.
And Q-Bert was funny.
Which one's Lady Lisa?
The one that didn't say anything.
Hello.
Who? I don't remember.
All right, we'll tell you during the break.
Well, yeah. It's all right. He's
I remember Michelle Monaghan.
Well, that's nice. Okay, well, Three thumbs up for Pixels.
Yeah.
Check out Pixels and stay tuned throughout Breakthrough Entertainment's video game show because we've got a lot of on-topic fun.
We have cheat codes.
And it wasn't.
Yeah, we've got cheat codes.
It wasn't very crowded.
Well, it's not gonna. It's not gonna be a huge, huge movie, but it is going to be number one. It is on track for about a $25 million weekend.
Oh. How's so Ant-Man
even
doing?
Over
Ant-Man
back,
is
huh?
just barely below that. Okay. Ant-Man is around 23, I think.
I gave that a breakthrough.
I didn't give it a breakthrough, but I believe that Ant-Man is definitely a much, much better film.
I hope
I really enjoyed Ant-Man.
Yeah, it's a great movie,
I give
and
it
I wish
huge thumbs up too. I didn't call in; I listened to you guys instead.
It did well last weekend, but it's like one of the worst openings for Marvel of all time, which still
sad.
It's sad, but it's still that's a lot of money still. So, but it's one of their best movies. I stand by the fact that it's one of their best movies.
No doubt.
So, we're going to take a quick break. We need to hear a little bit from your girlfriend.
Well, if you thought the Pac-Man song was annoying.
He listened to Miss Pac-Man.
No way. This is Miss Pac-Man?
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Uh-oh, here come the ghosts.
No, this is a Jewish song.
they all are. All those early 8-bits
no,
are.
They
eight,
are.
What is it?
Waka, 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 waka. Oh.
This is Mrs. Pac-Man.
Yes, it is.
And not only is this Mrs. Pac-Man, this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Ms. Pac-Man. She didn't.
She wasn't married. She I always call her Mrs. Pac-Man.
With a Z.
Don't offend her. She's
I won't.
She's a bachelorette.
And we'll be right back.